News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
I'm delighted to say we have a special guest for your call this morning. We are joined by Fiona Penneler, the head of the Passport Service. Fiona, great to have you back with us. Let's get straight down to business. We've got a caller with a query on it. What is your question for Fiona?
Hello. Yes, Fiona. We're going to Austria in February, the midterm in February, and we're a family of four. Three of the passports are out of date in April this year. My view is just to keep it as is rather than renew the passports, as I'm not sure what the lead-in time is.
So, Anya, I suppose there's a couple of things. First of all, if you're travelling within Europe, you have 6 months. You don't need the 6 months validity. So, yes, you can travel in February with your passport out of date in April. What I would say to you is, however, that as soon as you come back, you should apply, just so that you do have passports in date. The best way and the cheapest way and the quickest way is to apply online. And you can do that both for yourself and for your children. At the moment, it's about a 3-day turnaround for 50% of all adult renewals. And everyone will get guaranteed to have it back within 2 weeks. For the children, I would give yourself about the 2 weeks, but you will have plenty of time, you know, before your next holiday. As I was just saying to the guys here, it's always nice to be prepared. You never know when you'll get that romantic breakaway. If my husband's listening, I'm ready at any time my passport is in date. Unfortunately, people also have to travel unexpectedly for less pleasant reasons. So I would definitely advise you and those listening to make sure your passport is in date. So as soon as you come back from that holiday in February, I would advise you to apply online.
Okay. Anya, just out of curiosity, when in February are you going?
It's a midterm.
So
it's the school midterm, which is, I think, the 17th of February.
Okay. So 16th. There's a month if you did want to go ahead. Fiona, I have to say, I did the online thing. I got it back in, I couldn't believe it was 3 or 4 days it came back. It was extraordinarily quick.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If Anya applies today and submits the documents, there's absolutely no reason that it won't be back within the 2 weeks. But because she is travelling within Europe, she doesn't require the validity. So I suppose, you know, it might give her a little bit more time to get things together or whatever to do it when she comes back.
Okay, I hope that's of help to you, Anya. Thanks indeed for calling into us.
We've lots more callers online, but sorry, Fiona, I just want to pick up the online stuff. Is that true now as well of first-time applicants? Because it was the thing, wasn't it, the first time you had to go to the Garda station and they had to be satisfied you were who you said you were and all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, so anyone can apply, whether it's a first-time renewal, adult or child. The one thing I would say though is that the Garda bit still applies for a first time adult and a first time child. And that's, I suppose, to protect everyone, to protect the identity. So what happens is you apply online and at the end of the process, then you print out a page. And that page for a child will have the picture on it. It will have the space that the parents or the guardians will fill in that they're happy that the child gets a passport. And then you get that witnessed. And for a first time child, it is in a Garda station. The exact same for a first time adult. They have to have their identity witnessed. Once we have your identity once, we have you forever.
All right. Well, look, I understand. Caroline is on the line. Caroline, you have a question for Fiona.
Yes, thanks. Hi, Fiona. I'm just wondering, I on Sunday got photographs taken in one of the Photo Me booths for my daughter. It's a renewal of her passport. It's expiring in March. And it has the digital code on it that you put into the website, but the website's not actually accepting the digital code. I was doing it yesterday. Now, I entered it twice, and I know, like, I checked and double-checked it, and the code is definitely correct. So I'm just wondering, what can I do if the website doesn't accept the code for the photograph?
So that's very unusual. What I would say to you, though, is get onto us straight away, either by phone or web chat, and someone will deal with it this morning and sort that out, because that shouldn't happen. I apologise, but it is quite a rarity, thankfully.
All right, Caroline. Phone or web chat, I hope that solves your problem early doors this morning.
Okay, let's go to Beth. Beth, what's your question for Fiona?
Well, it was just that we were travelling recently and my son is 16 now and his passport is valid for 5 years. but the picture on his passport is him as a little boy, whereas he looks like a man now. And we had some problems at all the immigration points getting through. And I was wondering, was it possible to get the photograph updated in his passport? Because there's still 2 years validity on the passport that he has.
Yeah, it's a problem I'd say a lot of parents have with young fellas who suddenly wake up one morning looking like a man, basically. Yeah.
Exactly, I can imagine. He was 13 when he applied for his passport, and there is a change. So I would advise you just to apply for a new passport for him. It'll give you the next 5 years, get him from 16 up to 21. We can't change out photographs or anything like that. It has to be a new passport.
God, I remember getting stuck at the US-Canadian border for about an hour because the lad I was with had put on about 3 stones since he got his passport photo taken. I won't name him, but he knows who he is.
Okay, loads of callers queuing up. Loads of texts coming through. Let's actually go to one of the texts, Fiona. This one is from Anya. Can you ask Fiona why children aren't still included on their parents' passports? Of course, they need their own, but it also makes sense to include them on each parent's passport. It's a real problem as a woman when you haven't taken your husband's name and the children have a different family surname to you when you're travelling. As a parent, you should not have to produce additional ID just because your surnames aren't the same. That would be a very simple fix for the problem.
So the international regulations changed in 2006 and it was agreed worldwide that it was no longer allowed for children to be on parents' passports. I suppose, given the changing family circumstances, etc., the passport is a travel document. It is not actually there to provide the linkage between parents and children. I understand absolutely that immigration and border guards regard it as such and do have conversations and do stop people. But at the end of the day, your child's identity is with their name, your identity is with your name, and it is taken quite individually.
Okay, all right.
All right, Katrina from Dublin is on the line. She'll in touch on 1894531106. Katrina, you have a query as well for Fiona.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the status is for my son. He's born in Ireland. My husband is British. My mom's the Irish. And I'm just wondering, is he eligible for an Irish passport and a British passport? Or is he only allowed one?
So, he born in Ireland to an Irish parent. He is definitely entitled to an Irish passport. I would think he's entitled to a British passport. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. You'd need to check with the British. But I can tell you that, yes, Ireland recognises dual nationality, triple nationality. So you're absolutely entitled to hold a couple.
All right, lots of people getting in touch. There's a great text that came in. It came in on Twitter, actually. It was a tweet. And it was, can you ask the passport expert, Fiona, why there's a musical error on the passport? The national anthem is printed throughout on each visa page, but on one page there's a half a beat missing.
Oh my God.
Fair play to someone for noticing that. There's actually a couple of deliberate
errors. Sorry, sir, you can't get into the country. There's half a beat missing.
So as part of the security design of a passport, there's a couple of deliberate errors. There's a couple of letters reversed in microtext and things like that. The idea is that if someone was trying to replicate the passport, they might realise that the national anthem plays from the start to the end of the passport up on the top left-hand corner. And what they would do is go on and get the score of the national anthem and transpose it exactly. But actually, they can't. They would be wrong.
That
because
is great.
There is slight little errors. It's not intended as a musical score. Wow. It is intended as security.
That's great, obviously, from a security point of view. It's also great from your point of view, because if you do muck up, you can say, well, that's actually one of the intended errors we put on there.
You've caught me out now.
Brilliant. We're almost out of time. Let's try and get in a couple of last quick callers. Lorraine Cliff has a question. Lorraine, what's your question for Fiona?
Yeah, so I have a passport, a new passport, but in the old passport is a 10-year visa for the States. So I only got that last year and I renewed my passport this year. So can I use both passports to enter into the United States, or do I have to go back and get a new visa?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I, in fact, have the same thing myself, that you carry my one passport with the visa in it, the old passport, and then the new passport is for the travel. So you bring both with you and that's perfectly fine.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay. Even though the corners are clipped off or whatever it is, that's fine.
The visa's still valid.
Right. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Peter in Cork as well has got in touch. Peter, what's your passport-related query?
Just wondering, is there a plan to extend the acceptance of the passport cards outside of Europe?
So it's not something we've been concentrating our efforts on, to be perfectly honest, because the vast majority of people who use the passport card do so in Europe. It is something we will probably look at over the coming years. It can only be used in places that don't require stamps in passports. Like, for instance, we won't be able to use it to the US until they no longer require a stamp in your passport.
Okay, good stuff. Text here, really interesting one from Frances in Waterford. My mother has gone by her first name, Deborah, all her life. She's a mortgage bank account, license, all in that name. Decided to take her on holiday this year, never had a passport. When she went to get her birth cert, she gave her details. They advised, no Deborah here, but there's a Mary. So she's Mary on her birth cert. How does she apply for a passport when she's Mary on her birth cert and Deborah on her bank account, license, mortgage, etc.?
Ireland. It is incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, the amount of people I know that are in that exact same situation.
I know some people very well in that situation.
Yes, you do.
But what I would say is that's not a problem at all. It is something that we are very used to. And actually, Deborah is her identity. So that's what her passport should be in. So what will happen is she uses her birth cert to establish her citizenship. She then just has to show that, in fact, she has used Deborah all her life, which is clear from her mortgage, her bank, etc. So that's her proof of name. Once she's used it for more than 2 years, which clearly in this case she has, absolutely no problem.
Okay, all right, good advice. Listen, we could have kept you here for another half an hour, but thank you so much. Really interesting, loads of questions answered. Thanks to everyone for getting in touch, but most of all, thank you to Fiona Penneler, head of the passport service. Fiona, thanks so much for coming in to us.